An online experiment of online experiments. The three-year endeavor saw HasLink and two grad students building, calibrating, and recording the data of a shoebox-sized diffraction experiment prototype and their more complicated nanoconveyor belt. The nanoconveyor belt is designed to manipulate nanoparticles on an individual level. It is about the size of a pool table and houses various equipment including mirrors, lasers, computers, and even microscopes. Needless to say, experiments of this scale have a large price tag associated with it. HasLink believes that if you're going to earn a science or engineering degree in a MOOC, I think that you will need to fulfill some sort of lab requirement. This could be a very effective way to share expensive and complicated laboratories with the masses to meet that requirement. The initial incarnation of iLabs, which started as early as 1996, included remote control of the actual lab equipment and scheduling. This system then moved to the internet where the lab could be performed anywhere in the world though distance education. The cost of maintaining the lab was mitigated by keeping the setup small, no bigger than a shoebox or two. However, the introduction of massive open online courses and other larger online education classes has made the scheduling of the actual lab impossible. With 100,000 students, even short 15-minute lab sessions would need over 1,040 days to give everyone a kick at the can. However, increasing the number of these labs in the box would cut into the cost. The solution HasLink found was to record the results. To record the results, automation was key. A program was set up to test, record the video, and record the results of every possible setup. The concept was tested on a diffraction experiment prototype. With lab view in a few hours, hundreds of experiments based on different initial conditions are automated and recorded. To scale the prototype to the aforementioned nanoconveyor belt required little modifications even though the experiment wasn't designed with digital modification in mind. It is this database that students then access online, producing the same results as if the experiment were performed by the actual user. Only with this setup, the results are pre-recorded and the lab requires no maintenance. The concept doesn't have to end at online education. HasLink notes that this may be a great method to record PhD candidate experiments and suggests commercial applications in the medical, engineering, and science world. Imagine manipulating the lab setup of the journal publication you are reading. Though the concept of digital experiments is not new, computer dissection of frogs were used at high schools for years, the implementation has always been a little too digital and clunky. They would often involve artificial results visualized on an artificial 3D representation. However, with iLabs, HasLink gives you control over the real deal. Hands-on experience will always outweigh digital experience. But the potential here is to expand scientific knowledge to the world and those unable to afford laboratory equipment. One thing is for sure, it will cut down on accidents brought on by those ignoring their mistraining. Source: Stanford News.